Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. It is 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order. As always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. If you feel led to rise.
Dear God, we pause now to thank you for this opportunity to meet. We thank you for this opportunity to live in such a great country. We ask that you help to peacefully resolve some of the conflicts that we're having in our world. We ask that you be with our employees, keep them safe today. We hope that you'll work with us to make us make the right decisions as you would have us to do. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll begin with item A under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Leroy McCall Jr. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McCall, would you like to come up to the lectern, please, sir? We have a resolution which reads, whereas Leroy McCall Jr. has devoted 52 years of his life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3, and he has served proudly in the position as chairman of the board of Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 for that period of time. Mr. McCall, like his father, Leroy McCall Sr., who served as district commissioner in 1946, and grandfather before him, D.E. McCall, who was one of the original commissioners in the creation of the district in 1912, has dedicated his services, professionalism, and knowledge of the community to the citizens and the overall betterment of Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. He has overseen the recovery of the district through many hard times, including years of operating the district with minimal annual budget, devastating hurricanes, and numerous rainfall events that flooded the community. His guidance and knowledge were invaluable in sustaining the operations of the district, gaining necessary funding to recover from these events, and the continuation of the improvements and growth of the drainage system within the district's boundaries. Whereas Mr. McCall has served this district and its citizens with pride and compassion for the better part of his life in making his community a better place to live and honoring his family's legacy by serving as chairman of the board of the district, now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby and commend Mr. McCall, Leroy McCall Jr., for his dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Mr. McCall.
Thank you, Judge.
It's greatly appreciated. I would like to say something. I want to apologize to the court because I've been appearing before this court probably on a regular basis for 55 years, I think. Anyway, this is the first time without a tie. And I want to apologize for my attire. But I have retired from my law practice about 5 years ago. And now I'm retiring from the drainage district today, so I hope you cut me a little slack about my attire. My wife tells me that I talk too much, but there are certain things, and she's told me today to keep my mouth shut, and she's barred me from telling any stories about the district, but I'm going to bring out a few things. One thing that you've already mentioned is that my grandfather, Dave McCall, helped organize the district in 1912. And then he served as a commissioner for several years. And then my father came along, Leroy, and he was a commissioner for 45 or 50 years. I never can count which ones, how many it was. But then I came along, and I've been a commissioner and chairman of the board for 52 years. And they tell me that the minutes show that in that 52 years, I only missed one meeting, and that was when my wife was operated on at the hospital in Houston. And anyone that knows my wife knows that this is probably true, that anytime an issue come up with the drainage district, and she knew about it, she very wasn't masterful and told me exactly what I need to do to get it straight. But anyway, she's always been the one to get me up and out the door to these meetings, and at least for the last 35 years, that's how long we've been married. And the other thing is that in addition to her helping me, you can bet on the third Wednesday of every month at 7:30, if I was a little delinquent, I'd get a phone call at exactly 7:30 from Shannon Verrett saying, are you going to come to the meeting or not? And she always got me there. She's taking care of me with everything else that my duty is that I had to do. My fear is that is habit and routines. Since I've been a commissioner attending meetings so long, I'm afraid now that I'm retired, I'm going to wake up on the third Wednesday and get up and walk down to the office to conduct the meetings. But hopefully I can get around that. My father told me several things about drainage commissioner, and one of them was, you're going to be busy as Dickens, but I'm going to tell you, because everybody in your district wants drainage, but none of them want a ditch. And I found that to be true, and I've had to try to balance those two between the two all of these years. My father also told me that the water's not going to run uphill, even if you grease it. But I have found that my grandfather, my father, and myself, hopefully, we have tried to grease the wheels to provide the best drainage we could for our citizens. And that's it.
Thank you so much, Mr. McCall. We wish you the very best in your retirement, and we thank you so much for your services.
Yes, sir. Mr. McCall, I want to say thank you as one of my appointees to the board, reappointees. You were there before I got there, before I got here. I want to say thank you, and I hope the next board will stand up to the quality that you provided to DD3.
Yeah.
I'd like you to introduce your wife and some of your board members. I see quite a few of the board members are here also.
Yeah. You want to introduce them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fred Folsom is our superintendent. And Shannon, I don't know what, she got a long-winded name, but she runs the office and everything. And Reggie is our new appointee, wherever he went.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. And he is the new member. We have a three-member board, and it's two of which constitute a quorum. And it's one thing that might be better for me now, since I'm no longer on the district, I won't be afraid of violating the rules and the Open Meetings Act by having a conversation with one of them, because now we can talk freely without being in violation of the Open Meetings Act. And another thing is, hopefully now that I'm no longer a commissioner, I can get my ditches clean without the people fussing and raising about it. Thank you, Judge.
And who is that beautiful lady with you? Huh? Shannon, you need to tell him to introduce the lady.
I've already mentioned her, but this is Girlie, and she's the one that runs the show. You tell me what
to do. Thank you. Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Moving on to Road and Bridge Precinct 3. Item A is considering possible approval of a resolution commending Kenneth Kelly for 9 years of service to Jefferson County Precinct 3 Maintenance Department, wishing him well as in retirement. And item B is considering possible approval of a resolution commending Edward Wayne McBride for 15 years of service to Precinct 3 Maintenance Department, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and Alfred. Any discussion?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so, Mr. Kelly, would you like to come up?
Chip.
And Commissioner Senegal has a resolution.
All right. Whereas Kenneth Kelly is leaving Jefferson County Precinct 3 Maintenance after 9 years of service, and whereas Kenneth Kelly began his journey with the county working as a maintenance utility worker for Precinct 3 in the Maintenance Department, where he weathered many tropical storms and major flooding events, ending his career with Precinct 3 Maintenance as a carpenter assistant. And whereas Kenneth's relationship with his peers and community members are treasured ones, his drive to help those through disaster and triumph has not gone unnoticed. He is known throughout the precinct as a reliable and honorable co-worker and friend who will be dearly missed. And whereas after 9 years, we say goodbye, happy retirement, and thank you, Kenneth Kelly, for your dedicated service, knowledge, and management over the years. Maintaining reputable and safe workplace for a reputable and safe workplace for the Jefferson County Precinct 3 Maintenance Department. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Kenneth Kelly for a dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, signed by Judge Brannick and the Commissioners.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you. Not much of a speaker, but Commissioner Senegal, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come to work for Jefferson County. And thank all my coworkers, great guys. We have our differences, but we work it out.
Yeah.
I'll let you.
Okay. Hello, how y'all doing? Ken Shepherd, Superintendent, Port Arthur Maintenance. I would just like to say a few words for Mr. Kelly. Just been an outstanding guy. He's an honorable person. Did an excellent job for me. Commissioner told me when I came on, he said he is a great worker. He's a good man. And I just want to say that it was so true because I enjoyed him. He did an excellent job. Like I said, he's an honorable guy, real good person. And I just want everyone to know he did an outstanding job for the county and the community as well. He rendered a good service, and we're going to miss him.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just a short note. I work with Kenneth Kelly. I worked 20 years in the Port Arthur Independent School District, and I watched his work ethics. I said, Mr. Kelly, if you ever retire from the school district, I'm going to pull you in, and I did. And he continued that same work ethic. So thank you, Mr. Kelly.
And I'd like to say I appreciate you and your man.
Mr. McBride?
Commissioner, I'd like to tell you thank you for all that you've done, the love and the support that you've given me, my family, all of our workers. I've enjoyed all the years that I've worked here, and you know that under the circumstances that I'm going through now, that I had originally planned to retire when you left here in 3 or 4 years, but as the circumstances have come about, and that has all changed. But I wanted to thank everybody for all their support and the love that you have given us. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. All right, McBride. Well, he's got a resolution to read.
Yeah. Whereas Edward Wayne McBride is leaving Jefferson County Precinct 3 Road and Bridge after 15 years of service, and whereas Edward Wayne McBride began his journey with the county working as a maintenance utility worker for Precinct 3 in the Road and Bridge Department, and whereas he weathered many tropical storms and major flooding events, road bill season, ending his career with Precinct 3 Road and Bridge, and whereas Edward Wayne McBride's relationship with his peers and community members are treasured ones, his drive to help those through disaster and triumph has not gone unnoticed. He is known throughout the precinct as a reliable and honorable co-worker and friend who will be dearly missed. And whereas after 15 years, We say goodbye, happy retirement, and thank you to Edward Wayne McBride for your dedicated service, knowledge, and management over the years, maintaining a reputable and safe workplace for Jefferson County Precinct 3, Roden Bridge. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Edward Wayne McBride for dedicated service as a valuable employee of the Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
Mr. McBride and Mr. Kelly, we have the flag that was blown over the Jefferson County Courthouse in your honor. We want to wish you both happy retirement. Thank you for your service.
Jeff?
Hey, Commissioner and everybody, I don't know what we're going to do. Wayne was one of our top hands, and I worked with him many years out in the field before I became superintendent of Roden Bridge. And I don't know what we're going to do when he needs somebody to back up in them tight spots. I'd call him up. He said, I got him, Jeff. And he'd do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy, good driver, dependable guy. We're going to miss you. We love you. Take care. Enjoy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Wayne. I want to say, you know, I appreciate, you know, when I was blessed to be elected as a county commissioner. You were here, and you've been here for me for 15 years. As you said, it looked like a lifetime. But unfortunately, you know, the good Lord knows what's best. So you take care of yourself, get your health in order, enjoy your beautiful family, and you're still family to us. So anytime we have events, I expect you and the wife and the family to be there.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. Moving to item E under Commissioners is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing the 94th birthday and service of Commissioner Edward C. Moore. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second. Seconded by everybody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'd have it. Where is Commissioner Moore?
Commissioner Moore.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
All right. Commissioner Alfred has a resolution that he wants to read.
Come up to the mic, please. Resolution. Whereas Edward C. Moore was born on the 31st day of March, 1928. Beaumont, Texas, whereas Edward C. Moore was raised in Beaumont, Texas, Pear Orchard, you know that area, and whereas he attended Hebert High School, must be right. Whereas Edward C. Moore is the first black Jefferson County Commissioner elected in 1986 to precinct number 4, County Commissioner, and won 4 terms, 1987 through 2001, and whereas Edward C. Moore was instrumental in securing an agreement with Lamar University to videotape Commissioner's Court meeting beginning May 22nd, 1995, and whereas Westport Arthur Road up to the city limits of Beaumont was renamed Edward C. Moore Highway in 2004, with the renaming ceremony taking place on May the 10th, 2005, and whereas Edward C. Moore will celebrate his 94th birthday on March the 31st, 2022, and now therefore be it resolved, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, extend in Southeast Texas, happy birthday to Commissioner Edward C. Moore, signed this day by the Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick, the Honorable Commissioner Vernon Pierce of Precinct 1, the Honorable Commissioner Darrell Bush of Precinct 2, the Honorable Commissioner Michael Shane Senegal of Precinct 3, and yours truly, Everett Bo Alford, Precinct 4. judge in court. Y'all notice he looked over here at me. It was something in his eyes that said, I'm going to get you. His wife, Miss Loretta, is here. She came with the daughter. Ed called me several times, and his family members here. And y'all know Ed, you can't pull nothing over on him. He called to make sure of certain things several times, so I had to, forgive me, please. I had to tell him a few things that may not have been the truth. Pastor, don't hold it against me. But Ed, we appreciate everything you have done. And because of the videotaping of, and people see me and say, you know, it's good that we know what's going on because we witness that video of this event every week. I had to make sure they know how I got here by being in Austin, Texas at a training and seeing what they call over there, the city of Austin on TV. He brought it here. It not just came by chance, it also gave young people at Lemoore an opportunity to get a scholarship with that stipend that we put there. So it's some history behind it. I just wanted to make sure we honored you. One, for being here. Two, for serving this community so long. And finally, making sure that the citizens of this community can see what its commissioner's court does.
Commissioner Moore.
Thank you. Y'all got me. First giving thanks and honor to God. He's blessed me and my family. And I'm just grateful. I'm thankful for that he blessed me where I could serve. And whatever I did or might have done, was blessed from God. Thank you.
All right.
Commissioner Moore, you know, I was raised as old country boy that, you know, never forget where you came from. And by 1988, I gained about 180 pounds. So I try not to use that adage that I stand on the shoulders of giants, but people like you and Mr. McCall that have paved the way for us to sit here and represent this, and set the standard for how you serve the people of Jefferson County. Not just one side, one race, but all races. I want to thank you and Mr. McCall personally. I want to thank you, Mr. Moore. You were the first African-American. Now we have two. Sometimes Bo have to kick me over here because I forget I'm a county commissioner, think I'm a city councilman still. So you have to remind me, you know, we don't act like that here. But I want to say thank you to you and Mr. McCall and y'all families for sacrificing so much so we could be here and still show how to represent the citizens and the taxpayers of Jefferson County. God bless y'all.
We certainly wish you a very happy birthday, Commissioner, and wish you all the best moving forward. And I think Commissioner Alfred provided a cake and some refreshments outside. So we hope that y'all will take advantage of those refreshments to celebrate his birthday a little bit early and enjoy yourselves out there. You're all certainly welcome to stay for the rest of the Commissioner's Court meeting. If you want to go outside and start eating, putting on a few calories.
Save me some cake.
Putting on a few calories, you're also welcome to go out there and enjoy yourselves right now. So thank you.
That was good.
Thursday?
No.
Oh,
That's great.
Raised his head. I gotta give it to him.
Under purchasing, item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion with Jet Aeration of Texas LLC for the Phase 6 first time sanitary sewer improvements project for Jefferson County under the CDBG pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is a request approval to release for retainage in the amount of $42,834.43 to Jet Aeration of Texas LLC for Phase 6 First Time Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project for Jefferson County under the CDBG pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, and execute a letter of authorization with Harris Recording Solutions Omentum Recorder, or HRS, for the extract of court data for Jefferson County in the amount of $6,750, which data will be downloaded in the Tyler Technology System. Item D will be tabled. Do I have a motion on items A through C?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is receive and file Jefferson County Annual Comprehensive Financial Report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2021. Item B is receive and file the SAS 114 letter from Patillo, Brown, and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2021. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2021. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statement for county funds only for the month ending January 31st, 2022. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending February 28, 2022. Item F is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $699,620.83 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 493504 through 493700. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under District Attorney, we have one item to consider, approve, and ratify out-of-state travel for Assistant District Attorney Jimmy Hammond and Michael Lair to attend AGAACL, Association of Government Attorneys and Capital Litigation Annual Conference, to be held in New Orleans, July 27th through 30th, 2022. This continuing legal education seminar is beneficial to the murder cases that are prosecuted in the Criminal District Court by Jimmy Hammond and Michael Laird for the Jefferson County Criminal District Attorney's Office, which is budgeted in the District Attorney's Travel Fund. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, let's have it. Under Constable Precinct 2, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Ashley Marlborough as a reserve deputy constable with Constable Precinct 2 in accordance with local government code LGC 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved second. By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioners Alford and Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is consider and possibly approve adding ends of court to the list of organizations that are exempt from paying for security during their scheduled events while using county facilities such as jury and paneling room. Security expense to be paid via the budgeted courthouse security fee fund. Item C is to receive and file executed Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Community Development Block Grant Program Amendment Number 3 for contract number 7218240. Item D is consider and approve action by the Commissioner's Court to formally cancel the contract for sale of Ford Park for default by purchaser. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Question. What is in the court? What is that?
Ends of court is
ends of court.
That's a.
This one, Dana Tobias, is putting on nine.
Judge Hines. It's a group of lawyers that are like the Bar Association, but they're dedicated to excellence and integrity in the legal system.
Okay. Legal system.
I am not a member of that group. So. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Tax Audit Office, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects taxes. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of June 2022. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for February 2022, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is to receive and file certificates for Jefferson County Treasurer Charlie Hallmark to verify completion of mandatory County Treasurer continuing education training required under Local Government Code Section 83.002 and the mandatory public funds continuing education training required by Government Code Section 2256.008, also known as Public Funds Investment Act. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., through the Bank of New York Mellon for the funds of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under Treasurer?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we want to have one item to consider and possibly approve accepting donations for the 2022 retirement seminar. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
I'm going to second it. What is that supposed to be,
second
Kerry?
By Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
May, I believe, is when we have to
get
to the exact
answer. 18th
and
19th.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under maintenance, we have one item. A, to consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for installation of a backflow preventer in the amount of $9,946. Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Road and Bridge Precinct 3, we've done those items. Under Road and Bridge Precinct 4, we have one item, consider and approve budget transfer for additional costs for repairs related to crushed stone. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Is that how this going to be?
Yes, have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution commending Paul G. Gomez for 20 years of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular.
Hold on, Judge. Come on, man.
Let me speak to that because.
What?
The way the agenda items were showing up, normally budget transfers and budget amendments show up under the county auditor. We expect to kind of have that fixed next week. We're all kind of navigating our way through. Not sure if you're aware of it, but we do have a new agenda program. And so we're all learning as we go. And so this is one of the things we think we fixed. Or is getting fixed, and we'll be able to put them where they were. You're used to seeing them, but this last one, the way it printed out, it showed up as a separate agenda item under each precinct.
If they don't mind, it might be good to make the suggestion to MIS to run things parallel until we are ready to turn over, because this one threw me. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh yeah. I know we've experienced a little bit of frustration. Maybe Loma has a little bit. I'm not sure.
not
but really. I think we're working the kinks out. So,
not only parallel, but, and I think Jeff is behind the camera, we need to be notified. I went to work at 6:30 this morning, couldn't open my email. Lit, something minor. I didn't know. I'm illiterate. But just the communication that they're going to be working on our computers, and if they have to shut them down, how do I open them back up? Not just turn the button on, but my username has changed. I didn't know that. Nobody told me. Now, how you change my, thank God it's still my name. I probably wouldn't remember it. But please, Jeff and MIS, before y'all do anything in my precinct, for sure, I hope the other one, let me know, and I'll be prepared. Well, thank you. I might have slept in late this morning.
All right.
Do we want to talk about next week?
Yeah, so he's pretty sure he's going to be here on Tuesday. Commissioner Pierce?
As far as I know, he'll be here.
And I think Commissioner Senegal can be here.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they're both having eye surgery. So,
are you ready?
So put it in.
They're doing each other's.
Yeah, we're doing each other.
Hey, Kerry, you think we get a party this time? You're going to do both eyes.
I don't know when it's going to be the blind lady.
It already is.
That would have been old.
Okay, so we'll plan on having it next week.
Yeah.
All right. And if something comes up, we can cancel, but we'll just plan on doing an agenda.
Very good. All right. Well, we've now come to the time of public comment. If you're present in the court and would like to approach the lectern and make any public comments, you're welcome to come up and introduce yourself. If you're online, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. commissioners or any elected officials have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I do, and it was something that spoke to me Patrick and her law firm. I also attended a meeting in Houston, American Recovery Funding.
There's going to be opportunities for grants for citizens in our community that basically, if they had problems and they couldn't pay their taxes, couldn't pay mortgages and different things, it grants up to $25,000, but they got some criteria they have to go through. I think it will benefit, it's going to benefit some people in the community without a doubt. There's some things that must be followed, so that information I think is very important, and we probably need to make sure we start to let our citizens know about it.
Yeah, we will, just as soon as we've clarified all the information. Patrick and Fred and Terry Winchell are going to work together. They believe that it's going to be a state-run program with a state application process. But as soon as we find out for sure, we'll make sure we post it online and on the Facebook page to get that information out to the citizens. And do some press releases if necessary. All right.
Just one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Because talking about next week, we had discussed about having a workshop regarding the Highway 124 options to update you, and kind of bring in the engineer, but to update you on that situation. Doug Canant and I had a discussion with TxDOT. And one of the options was to have a temporary bridge off to the, north side of the bridge they were going to pull out. And then another option was to, they kind of narrowed it down to, was to butt a bridge right up against it. But that had a higher cost and a longer time. TxDOT has, because they were going to pick up that additional cost over the grant amount for the bridge, they have agreed, if the engineer can move the bridge from the north to the south side, or maybe the west to the east side, on TxDOT right away with the temporary bridge, that they will agree to that, and that will lower our cost. It's the lowest cost option. I think it works best for everyone. So that being said, I'm not sure we necessarily need a workshop for that now, since they've agreed to that one option, so we can tell the engineer to pursue that and then move forward.
We're still going to be responsible for splitting the cost of additional engineering with DD6.
Right. There is a potential. There's some budget amendments to move money out of at GLO right now, to move money out of what's the project was called Ditch 107, which we weren't going to do that project, and move that money up into Taylor's Bayou, which would give us some more money for engineering and construction. Once that kind of finalizes, we'll know what that additional amount we'll have to come up with. Because right now it's about $120,000 of extra engineering to do this temporary bridge.
Yeah, I spoke to GLO Friday and yesterday, and our amendment should be approved this month, or we should get the one on the ditch by before April 30th, and the other one should be in the next couple of weeks for approval of the amendment by the Commissioner's Court.
How much
are we talking about moving? The Ditch 107 project totally?
It was about $958,000. The original construction portion of 124 was about $2 million, right? So this will bump it right up to around $3 million, and with that the percentage of engineering moves up. I think gets into the $450,000 range, and so there'll be a little bit that we need to split engineering wise but it was a their estimate was $120,000 for option one. Option two would have had a $260,000 engineering increase, and that would have cost the County and DD6 a little more. Yeah, that's not the option. Nobody wants to do that. That was kind of the original start, but because of the construction on I-10 and that being an artery, this will allow, you'll slow down that traffic right. As you go to that temporary bridge. It'll slow down, work zone, and then they'll take out that whole existing bridge now, and it'll move faster. Construction will move faster.
The construction, but other than that, the construction time frame won't change?
With the other two, with the other options, right. They were going to be more lengthy. Right. So this is the shorter of the construction options.
Gotcha. Thank you.
We will ask for an extension, or have asked for an extension, to go through May of 2023. We'll probably need more extensions with this grant as the other projects outside of Taylor's Bayou come online.
So what GLO told me is that they can grant a one-year extension at the Heather Lagrone level. If they go past the year's extension, it has to go up to management, which is more time-consuming, so they'd rather just grant a year extension from the August 2022 timeline. And then if we need more time, they'll grant another extension.
Good. Yeah.
So we look to be in good shape there.
Right, because we have other projects. We have Ditch 110 and the drainage study and the generator. We've met with the engineer on the generator. Crane Bayou generator project. So everything seems to be moving on that.
Okay. Good.
Okay, and I think y'all will be getting some kind of communication from regional planning, because I think with the comments by the Texas General Land Office and the housing advocates and everybody else about the necessity of money going to Beaumont and Port Arthur, that probably the CDBG MIT money will probably be allocated to DD6 and DD7, but it will come out in a plan that will be sent around for comment to everybody. So probably in the next couple of weeks. I just had a very short discussion during the break between the closed sessions and this, so I'm not sure all of it, but I'll look forward to receiving that and making any comments that any member of the court has.
And all that's low to moderate, correct?
It's I can't remember if it's 50% or 60%
thought
low to mod, but if it goes to DD7, it's going to be almost all low to mod, and DD6 is going to be at least 50% low mod.
But I thought I need to check that one. Who you talking to over there? You talking to Kanai at DD6?
No, I haven't talked to Dr. Modigliani or Kanai. Well, I mean, I talked to him, but not about this specific issue. It's Shanna at Regional Planning while they're working on the mod and talking to the GLO about what's going to work. But anyway, y'all will have the opportunity. We'll all have the opportunity to make comments on it. All right, anything else? If not, thank you all so much for being here, and we are adjourned at 11:19 a.m. Thank you.